Hey guys, it's Pete Mundo. Thanks for checking out the show this week. The radio show turned into a podcast. And one way you can help us out is by leaving us a rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the podcast. It does help tremendously. And what I'll do in return is I'll send you a free Heartland College Sports koozie. You just have to send me a screenshot to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. A screenshot of the rating and the review, and I'll get the koozie in the mail for you. It's a win-win. Keep the beer cold this summer. Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you soon. Well, we keep it rolling on Heartland College Sports Weekly, part of heartlandcollegesports.com. I'm Pete Mundo, and let's welcome in someone with serious OU ties who I had the chance to meet briefly at the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City last month. And that is a name that you are probably likely familiar with. That's NFL Network reporter Stacey Dales, of course, former OU standout women's basketball star as well, joining us here on the show. And Stacey, you know, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to the Big 12 and the NFL and all that good stuff. But I want to take a moment here to kind of rewind and talk about you and your progression, not just as a player, but then into a broadcaster. You know, you grew up in Canada. Explain to me how a Canadian ends up in Norman, Oklahoma. How does that happen?
Well, that's a great question, Pete. And by the way, thanks for having me join you. Much respect. You've been around longer than I, maybe the same amount of time as I have in this business. So great to be with you. And you know, I guess to answer your question is Oklahoma was my last visit. And that was, I have to date myself a little bit. That was all the way back in 1997. And I met Sherry Cole and I was sold on the program. And then of course, you know, you think about the Big 12 feed and you cover it, you know it well, just always competitive. You know, look at what we just went through with the NCAA tournament and then the Final Four with Baylor winning it and Texas Tech, who, you know, hard to believe goes into the season, I think unranked, and they come out, don't even win their own conference tournament this year and come out and scratch and claw to almost beat Virginia. So the Big 12 was a draw. Cheryl Swoops, of course, won a championship with Texas Tech, speaking of. And I thought, what better place to go play my college career in the Big 12 for a coach who was young and inspired and Sherry and play fast basketball? And that's what we did. So I left Canada. Didn't know where Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma was, but it turned out, you know, it turned out okay, I would say.
I'd say it turned out just fine, you know. And the other big transition, well, I mean, you had a lot of them, but you go, of course, from playing at OU, an outstanding career there, you know, Big 12 Player of the Year, the whole thing. Then you go to the WNBA, you have success there as well. Then you transition, of course, to the broadcasting side of things. You know this business, I know this business. It is a crazy, insane business. Were you prepared for how insane the media industry was, and what's something that you try to advise, you know, younger people getting into the field about the field?
Well, it's just evolved. It's such a great question, Pete, because it's evolved so much over the years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was this kid with big eyes from Canada who, you know, from 97 to 02, because I tore my ACL the first year, really accepted and loved the media. And I think, you know, over time we've seen some, we've seen some contentious feelings, especially when it comes to pro sports. I mean, we just had Aaron Rodgers, you know, sort of with this embattled Green Bay franchise. I'm about to head there this week to cover it. And he's fighting against, you know, what article just was written about him in the Bleacher Report. And it, you know, it's just young kids see this, and it's become more vibrant with the advent of social media. And so when I was that age, to answer your question, we didn't have that social media influence. So I embraced the media. I would, you know, when I played professionally, I would give my cell phone number to reporters in case they couldn't get to a game or they needed an extra quote. Mm-hmm. And it's so much different now because of the social media tone. So I think my advice to young people would be stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. You know, don't get caught up in how many Instagram, you know, likes you got after your last game and how many points you got, which is enhanced by, you know, therefore with those Instagram posts and those Twitter posts. So, you know, stay in your lane, be who you are, and be humble, you know, be humble through the process. And I think if you can do that, humility brings a lot of character, integrity, you know, it encompasses so much. And so to have that sort of humility and that, I guess I would say, empathy as you go along, no matter how good or bad you become. Because you can become a great player, and you can also become a player who doesn't live up in the pros, because guess what? Everybody else is as good as you, if not better. So that would be what I would say to that.
Stacy Dales joining us, a former OU standout, also now NFL Network reporter. You know, when you were playing, Stacy, and how much do you try to pass this along to current athletes to say, you know, the playing days, they're not going to be there forever. I know it's an old cliche, but how much do you tell younger athletes, whether they're in college or maybe early in their pro career, if you ever have these type of conversations where you say, it's good to have something else in mind for down the road? And how much were you thinking of that during your playing days?
It always is good to have something else, Pete, because we're not going to play sports forever. Mm-hmm. You know, your body, you're a ticking machine as an athlete. And sometimes that ticker's going to run out because of whatever injury happens. I mean, I've already had a back surgery. I had surgery about 6 years ago on my lower back. And, you know, your time is limited as a professional athlete, especially provided what sport you play. You know, if you're a quarterback in the NFL and you're Tom Brady, you can play until you're 40-plus because you've been granted protection and you've learned to train your body meticulously. If you're a running back in the NFL, it's totally different. That's why somebody like Adrian Peterson is an anomaly, because he's playing in his 30s right now, dominating the game at the position, and happens to be a Sooner, by the way. So, you know, whatever sport you play and what position you play specifically affects you. I tell young athletes, basketball players, because I was a basketball player, learn how to play every position, 1 through 5. And then you'll be able to... you know, have more of an exponential career because you've trained yourself to be a versatile player. And that's where the game has gone. When you look at LeBron James, he can play the 5 or he can play the 1. Mm-hmm. And so if you can be a point guard or a center, that's advantageous. And so my advice is learn how to play everything, be grateful doing it, and again, be humble.
Stacy Dales, our guest, joining us here on the show. Pete Mundo with you. All right, Stacy. So I want to talk a little bit about the Big 12 here. You cited earlier, of course, great seasons on the basketball side of things for Baylor and Texas Tech. And, you know, the Big 12 now, the only conference to have a Final Four participant and a college football playoff participant each of the past 2 years. This conference went through some rough times, you know, with realignment and whatnot 6-7 years ago. When you look at the Big 12 and where it is right now in the hierarchy of Power 5 conferences, where do you think this conference stands?
Well, I mean, you go sport to sport and you look at the SEC and it's just supremely dominant. And you look at the results, I think they speak for themselves. But, you know, I'm proud of this conference. I would put us right there beside them. You know, basketball, I was shocked when the women's side, I think, only sent 3 teams this year. I don't even think we sent 4, and that was a blow, because when you have Baylor in your conference that you have to play twice, who is absolutely formidable, that means you've got a bunch of other teams that are really good. And, you know, when you see a team like TCU, for instance, not make the NCAA tournament, and they had a 10-win season in this conference plus, that's a travesty. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the Big 12 is, you know, dominant in every facet. You go to softball, you can go to golf, you can go to baseball. But what we see is we see basketball and we see football. And, you know, I think our football track record speaks for itself as a proud Sooner. But, you know, what we want is we want recruits to continue to pour into our conference. And I think with what we just saw with this tournament and what Chris Beard has done at Texas Tech, and, you know, just go over the women's side there, and Marlene Stallings is doing some really exciting things with that team. So I'm proud of this conference. Baylor was, you know, dominant in the women's side, and then Texas Tech. But listen, Iowa State, Kansas, I mean, you go down the line, and it's pretty cool to be a part of this all these years later. Mm-hmm. And then you start to root for these teams. I never got to win a national championship. We were close, but I was super proud to see Baylor win it. Just because, you know, that's my roots. That's my home.
Mm-hmm. And in working at the NFL Network, Stacy, when you follow NFL draft, and we always know, especially in recent years, the draft numbers have not been as kind to the Big 12, and some people have used that as a way to kind of admonish the conference in some ways. what is the vibe amongst national and NFL-focused media outlets, which you're a part of, when it comes to ranking these conferences? Do they put as much stock into, well, the Big 12 only had X amount of draft picks this year, the SEC had Y, or is that stuff overblown and more of a fan discussion?
I think it's more of a fan discussion, but I will tell you this. The NFL coaches that have longevity, so guys that coach at places like Bill Belichick, you go up and down that roster and look at all of the guys that he's had from Alabama, and there's no surprise there that his relationship with Nick Saban is, you know, has been outstanding through the years, and they have a similar sort of philosophy as far as some of the stuff they do, you know, similar in terms of how they want their offensive lines to operate. So I think what you see in the National Football League is, you know, reputations, they mean something. And you know, NFL coaches develop reputations with college coaches and like those players for reasons, given the system, the style, the defensive scheme they operate in. But, you know, from a broader perspective, I think it's a fan discussion. I think the draft is exciting for fans. They feel like they've become a part of it, and rightfully so. You know, it starts with the combine and evaluating players. And, you know, at the end of the day, though, the best players, guess what? The best players are going to go where they're supposed to hold value in the draft. Mm-hmm. So when you look at a guy like Khalil Mack, who plays for the Bears and went to the University at Buffalo, I mean, that man right there is a beast. And he went to the University at Buffalo, and he's, you know, these guys are going to go where they're supposed to go based upon their evaluation. So you could throw the school out, and you can go pick the best player for your football team.
Stacy Dales joining us, NFL Network, former OU standout. Stacy, great insight, great stuff. I really appreciate it, and would love to do it again soon.
Anytime, Pete. You're one of the best.
Thank you, Stacy Dales. Great to have her on. Really appreciate her time. Well, once again, guys, thanks for checking out the show. Please do leave us a rating, a review, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and we'll get you a free koozie. All you got to do is send me a screenshot of that rating and review to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you soon.